All right, this is Will, beginning an Ironsworn solo playthrough for the first time. I have created a character in the system, Kalira, Sophie's daughter. Kalira grew up in the northwest corner of the Havens, in a tiny redoubt in the forest called Palinham, after its founder Palin, who settled the area during the first wave of emigration from the Old World. Her parents were Sophie Enya's daughter and Baron Verkinson. Her mother was the local healer and taught her much of herbal lore. Hence, she has the path herbalist. Her father, Baron, hunted in the forest much of the time, but was also the proud bearer of an ancestral blade inherited from his father, who had brought it from the Old World. Baron's father fell in battle with a wyvern that assaulted the settlement when it was new, and Baron retrieved the sword from his father's corpse and used it to slay the wyvern who had killed him. Baron desperately wanted a son to pass the sword to, but after Kalira's difficult birth, it soon became clear that Sophie was no longer capable of bearing children. Rather than abandon his wife, whom he loved, or the sword, which he wielded in defense of his home, Baron chose to train his daughter in its ways. To his relief, and eventual pride, she proved an apt pupil for the weapon, soon mastering it. Hence, she has the combat talent, Swordmaster. Indeed, he suspects she is a finer swordmaster than he is, for when she wields the blade, she can draw on the power of the spirits of those the sword has killed to guide her strikes. She has learned the ritual keen. But Kalira loves the peaceful arts her mother taught her, as much as sword play. She feels there is something missing about it. Missing about her herb lore. The land provides the herbs and the plants that heal, and she believes, somehow, the land wants people to be healed. But of what and how, she is unsure. Perhaps it is that the people, her people, have no bond to the lands they dwell in? Hence, her long-term vow is to bring the Ironlanders into balance with the land. An epic difficulty quest. Alas, that will have to wait, for 3 days ago, a forest primordial assaulted Palin. It came out of the shadowed woods at dusk and broke through the wooden palisade like it was not even there. The villagers rallied to defend their homes, and at their head were Baron and his daughter. Kalira was knocked unconscious early in the fight. When she awoke, she learned that the others had driven the primordial off. But it took her father, snatching up his body and fleeing into the woods. No one could say if he was unconscious or dead, but he is definitely gone. And so, right then and there, Kalira picked up her father's fallen sword and swore an iron vow. She will bring her father back. If he still lives, she will return him home where he belongs. Or if he is dead, she will bring his body for cremation. The primordial fled north, and Kalira pursues. And now we are going to begin play. I have never done this before. I've read the rules. I believe I'm going to make a starting move of conducting the ritual keen. Now, if this succeeds, we'll see. Okay. Kalira takes her family sword, pauses for a moment at the north edge of Palinham, looking out into the forest that she is about to delve in. She draws the sword, holds the blade up to look at it. It gleams in the early morning light. And then she reverses it and holds the blade with her hands, pressing it against her chest, closes her eyes, and focuses on the keening of the souls that have been brought to beyond the Black Gate by this weapon. And now she's going to roll plus heart. By the way, her scores are heart 3, iron 2, wits 2, shadow 1, and edge 1. So, she's going to roll plus heart. We're looking for a preferably a strong hit. So here we go, the first roll of the game. Alright. I have a 3 plus 3 on my action die is a total of 6. And I have a weak hit. The challenge dice came up 2 and 6, so I have only succeeded on one of the two possible hits here. All right. Kalira holds the sword to her chest, and she hums. She hums, and the resonance from her chest causes the sword to hum along with it with a paean of agony from all of those the sword has drunk the blood of in its time. She must endure stress, and now I need to go look up how that works. Do-do-do-do-do. Endure stress. Okay. Her stress, her spirit, is currently at 5. She needs to roll endure stress, taking 2 stress. So, I am rolling heart or spirit, whichever is higher. So let's roll heart, because I've got a 3 in that. And, oh dear, I rolled a 5 on the die for a total of 8. Which is a miss, because I have rolled a 10 and a 9 on my challenge dice. I suffer 2 stress to the spirit, 1, 2, and I also suffer minus 1 momentum. This is an unfortunate beginning for her quest. Alright. With that, I think the next move simply is to begin by embarking on a journey, and undertaking a journey. So, this, I believe, will be a dangerous journey. So, I need to roll wits, and I'm setting off from a community with which I share a bond. I have 3 background bonds, one with Palin Ham, one with my father, Baron, and one with my mother, Sophie. I imagine Mom comes to see us off. She no doubt prepared the herbal supplies I am taking with me to help me along the way. So, rolling wits, adding plus 1. That would be 2 plus 1 is 3. Let's hope the dice are kinder this time. Oh, well, maybe. I have rolled a 1 on the action die for a total of 4, and that is a strong hit because I rolled a double 2 on the challenge dice. All right, so doubles are supposed to be special. Doubles are supposed to give you something. Now I need to go look up how that works. It's a match. Strong hit. The match represents a twist in the narrative, something interesting, or a new opportunity. Well, I mean, how can I have a new opportunity? I've barely started. let's see. Let's ask the Oracle. I believe I'm going to go... I don't know what this waypoint that she's coming... So, Oracle, tell me, what kind of waypoint am I coming to? I am going to roll on the theme oracle. The oracle says 43. Opportunity. Well, yes, we knew that part. Okay, what kind of opportunity? I think I'm actually just going to re-roll that because we already knew there was an opportunity. Try that in. Anything but 43. 20. Honor. Okay. Now, Palenham is located at the extreme northwest corner of the Havens, and the Primordial has fled north into the forests, heading into the next region up, which is... The Primordial is headed into the Hinterlands. So, what do I know about the Hinterlands? Dense forest, rugged terrain, hunter camps, remote settlements. Bird song and sudden unsettling stillness. People foraging and hunting game, hungry beasts stalking. Varu bands howling their war songs. By the way, I think it is spring. Honor. Let's mark progress. I get two boxes filled on the journey. Okay. And the waypoint that I have come to is a memorial. It is a massive stone rock which stands in the center of or at the edge, rather, of an opening. There's a rise, there is a hill leading upwards, and having come down into the valley on the far side and crossed the rushing brook that lies at the bottom, there is an opening in the trees. There is a glade just at the base of the next hill along, and at the north edge of that glade there is an enormous stone monument, which has been carven with intricate whirling loops and geometric designs. The eye almost falls into them. It's old. There's lichen spreading across it, orange and lime green. Lichen grows so slowly, takes 100 years to grow an inch, and yet there are splotches 10 inches across, 12. This stone has stood untouched for centuries. Kalira, who has been trotting through the forest on her path north, following the trail of the Primordial, which has, I think, left a pretty clear trail. Kalira pauses in her northward journey, taken somewhat by surprise by this monument. She pauses. She is curious. She is curious about this stone, and she walks to it and holds out a hand to touch it, but then stops, with her fingers extended partway out the air. No, she has other business to attend. And so, with one further glance at the curious stone, she turns her face to the north and continues her journey. All right. I think because we got such a strong start there, that was only about half the day's travel, and she's going to make another move to continue the journey before dark falls. So, once again, we are going to roll. It's wits, I believe. Yes. All right. Rolling wits. This time I am not embarking from Palenham. That happened earlier, so it's only plus two. Oh, things have taken a turn. Once again, I have rolled a 1 on my action die for a total of 3, and the challenge dice have spoken, saying 5 and 6. I have missed. I need to go look up what happens when you fail on an undertaker journey. Move. Okay, on a miss, you are waylaid by a perilous event. Pay the price. I think I am simply going to encounter a dangerous beast or animal of some sort. We're in the forest, after all, heading north into the hinterlands. That seems like a logical outcome. So, what sort of animals are there? I think perhaps a boar. Yes. Okay, so I have come across a boar, and Kalira has been so focused on her journey, making her way north towards her father, following the trail of the primordial. She made the foolish mistake of passing between a mother boar and her piglets. And so we are going to enter the fray at, and she is going to be at a disadvantage here because she did not see them. So, entering the fray, Kalira stumbles in between a mother boar and her sows, and she gets to face off. Roll heart. Nope, wits, because she's been ambushed, essentially. So, we're rolling wits. Alright, I got a 4, 2 plus 2, and I have missed with a 4 and a 7 on the challenge dice. So combat begins with me at the disadvantage. I pay the price. I am flat-footed. The mother boar sees me standing between her and her piglets, and she charges me, inflicting harm. Which I'm going to suffer damage. So my health drops. This is a dangerous foe. So 2. 1, 2. Down to plus 3. And I need to do the endure harm. Health or iron, whichever is stronger. Well, health is at plus 3, so I'm going to roll health. Okay, I have rolled a 2 on the action die, plus health is 5, and the challenge dice are at 3 and 9, so I have a weak hit. I press on. However, I have not won the initiative, I believe. Alright, I have not won initiative. I cannot take a proactive action. Therefore, I am going to I guess that means the boar goes again? I guess I don't get to do anything about this. Okay, the boar circles and gores me again. I take 2 more damage. 1, 2. Leaving me at plus 1. That's bad. Okay. When do I get to make a move? Alright, let's... So now I need to endure harm again, because the boar has injured me. And this time I'm rolling with iron instead of health, because 2 is better than 1. Okay. I got a 3 plus 2 is 5. And it is a strong hit. I have a 3 and a 4 on the challenge dice, and a 5 total for my action score. Alright, that means I can... I'm going to suffer 1 momentum in order to gain 1 health back, because I'm hurting. I'm hurting pretty bad. I believe that means that I have the initiative now. Because How the heck does initiative work again? Maybe I'm running this fight all wrong. So I did enter the fray. I lost initiative. Paid the price. Okay. I cannot strike because I don't have the initiative and haven't gotten it back yet. Okay. Clash. Or turn the tide. Nope, that doesn't seem appropriate. End the fight. Nope, that's not it. Other moves in combat. Face danger. Secure an advantage. Compel. Age ally. Have no allies. Suffer moves. Pay the price. Ask the oracle. I mean, what if I just want to run away? I mean, I have no particular reason to fight this boar. I've got other things to do, and I didn't mean to get in between her and her stupid piglets anyway. I gotta disengage, I guess? Or end the fight. Okay. You make a move to take decisive action and score a strong hit. You may resolve the outcome of this fight. If you do roll challenge, this is not going to be terribly interesting listening, I'm afraid. I'm just figuring out how this works. Got this PDF open here. Control F, run away. Face danger can be used to avoid combat or as a means of resolving your action against a mundane foe, to sneak past an enemy, or run away from a potential fight if you're dealing with a minor foe from a position of clear advantage, blah blah blah. So once you're in a fight, there's no way to run away. That's weird. Without seizing initiative, I guess. Okay, well, if I have to fight the boar, then I guess I will fight the boar. I draw my sword, and I am going to clash, because I do not have the initiative, and I cannot strike. Foe's initiative, blah blah blah, roll iron. Okay, so that should do it. I've got an 8, 6 plus 2 is 8, and a 6 and a 5 on the challenge die, so it is a strong hit. I am going to choose to take one momentum rather than inflicting plus 1 harm. I have the initiative. Great. I still want to run away. Don't see why I can't do that. That's so strange. You know what? I'm just going to do it. I'm going to make a... I mean, face danger doesn't really seem like an appropriate move to get to do this. Okay, well, I guess I'm going to try end the fight. Now, the way that's written, it makes it look like you put your opponent out of commission. So far, I have not touched this pig. I have been on the receiving end of all of the damage. But I don't really want to deal with the pig, so I'm not going to. I'm going to try and end the fight and run away. So, I need to roll end the fight. It's a progress move. I can't do that because it's measured against the progress track of the boar that I haven't injured. So currently, it is impossible to end the fight. This is ridiculous. How do you end a fight? I mean, how do you run away? Okay, fine. Strike. I will strike. The boar's gonna kill me. Okay. I have a... striking with, iron. So, I got a 5, and I have a miss. I must pay the price, and my foe has initiative. I think the logical thing is that I endure harm again, 1-2, putting me at 0 health, and, great. That's just lovely. Okay. And the foe has the initiative. So, the foe, I think, attempts to heal me, or not heal, attempts to harm me. The boar attempts to harm me, so I'm going to try to clash, I guess? Alright. Rolling iron. Okay, I have 4, because 2 plus 2 is 4, and the challenge dice are at 7 and 5. So I have failed again, I take 2 more damage. What happens when you take damage and you're already at 0 health? Okay, apply any remaining health loss to your momentum track. So my momentum track drops to 0. Alright. This is very, very bad. Okay, the foe has the initiative. I guess I have to clash. I imagine Kalyra just sort of desperately trying to stay away from this stupid boar. A sword is not a good weapon for fighting boars. You need a spear for that. And she is not equipped for it. So my clash roll has come up. With clash is based on iron. Okay, I have a 4, and the challenge dice are a 4 and an 8, so I've missed. I endure harm, I lose 2 more momentum, the boar still has the initiative, I still can't disengage, so I guess I clash again? Oh, dear God. So, I have rolled a 3, plus 2 is 5, and double 10s. That's bad. The boar, this boar is pissed off. Oh, my goodness. It's showing her kids how it's done. My goodness. Okay. Well, I suffer harm again, or try to endure harm, I guess. So I lose 2 more momentum, because my health is at 0, putting me at minus 4. Actually, I think because this is doubles, heightened negative outcome... I lose 1 more, putting me at negative 5. And I need to roll endure harm. So that's going to be iron. Yeah. I have rolled a 1 on my action die, plus 3. No, plus 2 is a total of 3. And double 1s on the dice. What on earth? In fact, I've rolled triple 1s, 1 on the action die and 1 on both of the challenge dice. Huh, isn't that nice? Alright. On a strong hit, I I embrace the pain, because the two options for a strong hit on Endure Harm are suffer minus one momentum or plus one health. Minus one momentum in exchange for plus one health, or I can just take plus one momentum. Since the momentum track is my health right now, I will take the plus one momentum. I still have not won initiative, so we are going to clash again. Rolling iron. Alright. I have rolled... My momentum is at negative 4, so it's a good thing I did not roll a 4. I rolled a 5. Plus 2 is 7. Versus a 10 and a 4. So I have a weak hit. I inflict harm... Okay, was I supposed to have inflicted harm the last time that we clashed and I didn't, you know, miss? If so, then I think the boar, yeah, might have taken some damage previously. Actually, yes, it would have taken... Miss, you fail, inflict harm. Weak hit, you manage to inflict harm. So, I've been inflicting my harm. I'm using a sword, so that would be ordinarily be 2. But... Okay, so that first one I did 3 because of the keen. So, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. This... I have not... I don't think I've rolled a 1 on my action die when striking or clashing. I think those have been on endure harm checks. So I guess I would do 3 more now. Boy. Okay, I have got to do something about this. I'm going to try turn the tide. I am going to steal initiative from my foe. I'm going to make a move. I am going to strike. And if not, then I suffer a dire outcome, which is going to be pretty easy because one more hit will basically kill me, I think. So, we're striking, and I get to add plus one and plus one momentum on a hit. Okay, so... Okay. Welp, the keen has gone away because I have rolled a 1 on this attempt to strike harm. 1 plus 2 is 3, and the challenge dice are at 8 and 7. I have missed. I must suffer a dire outcome. So, that means, I think I'm going to have to endure harm again, probably 3 instead of 2, because it's supposed to be dire. That puts me at negative 6 momentum. I need to roll to endure harm. Oh my god. Okay, so got a 5 on the action die. 5 plus 2 is 7, and the challenge dice are at 7 and 10. So, I have missed. I have to mark wounded. Not sure what that does exactly. Or roll on the following table. Okay. I tried to steal initiative and then immediately lost it again because I missed. So we're going back to clash. My keen has worn off. Oh my god, again? Another 1 on the action die. So 3, and I have a 6 and a 1 on the challenge dice. So that's a weak hit on the clash. I inflict harm only 2. So the boar is looking pretty bloody at this point. Between the 2 hits or hit or clashes that were enhanced with keen and the 1 clash just now without it, the boar is looking pretty bad at 8 progress marks out of 10. Can I end the fight? I'd love to burn momentum, but I'm at -6 momentum, so I have no momentum to burn. Oh no, I have to score a strong hit. That was a weak hit, so I cannot end the fight. All I wanted to do was run away! Alright, so we're going to clash again, because I don't think I have any other option. Alright, so this time I rolled a 3 on the action die. So 3 plus 2 is 5 versus a 10 and a 3. So I have a weak success on the clash. I think weak hit, I inflict harm, the boar takes 2. I've got 10 on the progress track against the boar now, but I have to endure harm, and I'm at -6 health, and I'm already wounded, and I have, 0 health, -6 momentum, and I'm wounded. So, I'm either going to be maimed or face death. I think face death. That seems probably the most logical outcome of this horrific spiral of doom. So, I'm going to roll heart. That's my best stat. I got a 5. 2 plus 3 is 5. Versus a 6. And a 1. So, I have a weak hit. I can either die by making a noble sacrifice fighting a boar that I didn't want to fight in the first place, or death desires something of me in exchange for my life, and I get to envision what it wants of me. So, having the 2 combatants battered, bleeding, face off in the forest, puffs of white breath coming from both, and then the boar charges in again. I ram my sword home, even as its tusks find their way into my gut, and then all is dark for a moment, the pale green light filtering through the early spring trees dims to blackness, and I find myself walking along a strange hallway. I know it is a hallway because I have seen hallways before, but this is not like any other hallway I have ever seen. It is made of stone, and not quarried stone, not stone that has been piled atop other stones and sealed with mortar. This is polished, smooth, seamless, black, and marked with tiny flecks of pale blue and white that seem to shimmer all around me. It is like walking across a field of stars, only I can hear my feet tap, tap, tapping. At the end of the hall, I find a door. I reach out my hand to open it by the enormous iron ring, and as my fingers close around it, a voice speaks from behind me. Kalaira. I turn my head slightly to the side, but do not look behind me. Kalaira, there is something I need of you. Who are you? What is it you want? And now we are going to ask the Oracle what it is that Death wants of Kalaira. So I think this calls for rolls on both the action and the theme tables. So first up, action. I got a 28. And theme. 86. Investigate desolation. Far to the north, beyond the hinterlands, beyond the shattered mountains in the frozen wastes that extend to the top of the very world, there lies a single rose that blooms black in the eternal sunlight of the summer and white in the eternal darkness of the night. You must go to the far north, pluck for me that rose, and bring it to me. And if I do this thing, what will come of it? That is not for you to decide. That is the price I demand. Your other option is to open the door that you stand in front of and allow your father to meet whatever fate lies him to the north in the hinterlands. Kalaira pauses, one hand on the iron handle of the black door in front of her. Her grip tightens. She starts to turn and stops. Very well. I swear by the iron handle of death's door that I hold before me. I shall make my way to the desolation in the north and retrieve the rose that is black in the light and white in the dark and bring it to you. Very well. And with an enormous crack, the black stone all around of Kalaira falls away, and she finds herself standing back in the forest. The dead boar slides off of her blade. The piglets run shrieking into the forests, away from the cooling corpse of their mother, and Kalaira falls to her knees in the forest in the gathering shadows. When she looks up, her eyes have changed. Formerly they were blue, and indeed they are still blue. But never before have her eyes been blue, all across the Slera, all across the Whites. She has no pupils or irises any longer, and her eyes gleam with a pale blue that shimmers in the dark. And I'm going to give her the burden of being cursed. And with that, I think I'm going to end this first session of Ironsworn. Holy crap! There has got to be some way to run away. I'm gonna have to ask in the forums about this. Anyway, I don't know if I'll ever post this anywhere, but if I do, and if you listened to it, then I hope you enjoyed it. And, I guess now I get to end this recording and go find out just how badly I screwed up these mechanics.